Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches infrastructure projects worth over 29,000 crore rupees in Mumbai. In assembly by-polls, Congress and TMC win 4 seats each, BJP bags 2, while Aam Aadmi Party and DMK get 1 seat each. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on increasing employment opportunities and connectivity in border villages to prevent migration. Met Department forecasts heavy rainfall in West Coast and adjacent Central India, extremely heavy rainfall likely in Konkan, Maharashtra. In T20 cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe by 10 wickets in Harare, taking an unassailable 3-1 lead in 5-match series. And in Wimbledon tennis, Barbora Krejcikova lifts the women's singles trophy, beating Jasmine Paolini in the final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the NDA government's development model is to prioritize underprivileged sections of society. While addressing the gathering after inaugurating, launching and laying the foundation stone for various road and railway projects totaling over 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said his government is prioritizing those who were neglected for many decades. Mr. Modi said the NDA government is working to empower the poor, farmers, women, youth and other marginalized sections of society.
Connectivity ke infrastructure se paryatan, kheti और उद्योग सभी को लाभ हो रहा है इससे रोजगार के नए अवसर बन रहे हैं जब अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी होती है तो उससे महिलाओं को सुविधा सुरक्षा और सम्मान भी मिलता है एनडीए सरकार के ये काम गरीब किसान नारी शक्ति और युवा शक्ति को सशक्त कर रहे हैं
Touching upon the investors' mood in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said both small and big investors have enthusiastically welcomed the third term of the government. He noted that a stable government will work with triple speed in his third term.
हमने गरीबों के लिए पक्के घर और किसानों से जुड़े बड़े फैसले लिए हैं। 4 करोड़ गरीबों को पक्के घर मिल चुके हैं। आने वाले सालों में 3 करोड़ और गरीब परिवारों को पक्के घर मिलेंगे इनमें महाराष्ट्र के भी लाखों गरीब दलित पिछड़े आदिवासी परिवार शामिल है
Prime Minister Modi also launched the Maharashtra government's Chief Minister Youth Internship Scheme aimed at providing opportunities for the youth. He said, Maharashtra is writing a new script of development and we are committed to improve the quality of life of Mumbaikars.
Maharashtra Sarkar ne har saal 10 lakh naujawanon ko skill training dene ka sankalp liya hai. मुख्यमंत्री युवा कार्य प्रशिक्षण योजना के तहत ट्रेनिंग के दौरान स्कॉलरशिप भी दी जा रही है भारत में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में स्किल डेवलपमेंट और रोजगार ये हमारी जरूरत है हमारी सरकार निरंतर इस दिशा में काम कर रही है
The projects launched today include the Thane Borivali Tunnel, Goregaon Mulund Link Road, remodeling of Kalyan Yard and the Gati Shakti Multimodal Cargo Terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Modi ensured that works of Sant Tukaram and Sant Dhyaneshwar Palki Marg will be completed soon. He also wished Varkari going for Pandharpur Yatra and seek blessings of Vitthal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives, citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. The Prime Minister informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said the media could help make it a mass movement. He underlined the role of newspapers and magazines in the next 25-year journey to Viksit Bharat and appreciated the media, stating that it makes people aware of their strength. He said this after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai. The Prime Minister said since most media houses have digital editions, they should try to come up with versions in international languages and take the Indian perspective to a global level. Maharashtra Governor Ramesh Bais, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, along with INS President Rakesh Sharma, were present on the occasion. All results have been declared in the by-election held on Wednesday in 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. While Congress and Trinamool Congress have won 4 seats each, BJP backed 2 and Aam Aadmi Party and DMK have won 1 seat each. One seat has gone to an independent candidate, Shankar Singh in Bihar. He has won the Rupali Assembly seat, defeating JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. In Himachal Pradesh, ruling Congress has won Dehra and Nalagarh Assembly seats, while the BJP backs the Hamirpur Assembly constituency. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won all 4 seats, Rai Ganj, Ranahar Dokhin, Maniktola and Bagda. In Uttarakhand, Badrinath and Mangalore Assembly seats went to Congress candidates. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP candidate Kamlesh Pratap Shah won the Amarwara seat. In Punjab, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Tamil Nadu, DMK candidate Aniyur Shiva has won the Vikrawandi Assembly seat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. He stressed on the need to increase employment opportunities to local residents in these areas and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration. The Home Minister also said Central Armed Police Forces and Army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through the cooperatives. He added that their health care facilities should also be made available to the residents of nearby villages. The meeting was attended by senior officers of the Ministry of Home Affairs and Border Management and Director General ITBP. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud has emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National Law University, RML NLU, in Lucknow today, Justice Chandrachud said, if the principles of law cannot be explained in simple terms to the general public, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. The CJI said in teaching law, regional languages should also be considered. He said, RML NLU should start an LLB course in Hindi. He said laws related to regional issues should also be taught in the universities.
भारत के मुख्य न्यायाधीश के रूप में मैंने ऐसे कई निर्देश दिए हैं, स्कीम्स अपनाई हैं, जिससे न्याय की प्रक्रिया को आम लोगों के लिए आसान बनाया जा सके. उदाहरण के तौर पर सुप्रीम कोर्ट द्वारा अंग्रेजी में दिए गए निर्णयों का भारत के संविधान में प्रचलित विभिन्न भाषाओं में अनुवाद किया जा रहा है, जिससे आम जनता भी समझ सके कि निर्णयों में आखिर लिखा क्या गया है. 1950 से लेकर 2024 तक सर्वोच्च न्यायालय के 37,000 रिपोर्टेड जजमेंट्स हैं, सारे जजमेंट्स का हिंदी में अनुवाद हो गया है.
Justice Chandrachud and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath distributed degrees to the students. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said the rule of law is the precondition for good governance. He added that India is now recognized for its rule of law. It plays a crucial role in changing perceptions of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said a secure digital environment fosters innovation, attracts investment and facilitates seamless economic activities. Addressing valedictory session of the third cybersecurity conference organized by Global Counter-Terrorism Council in New Delhi this evening, the Vice President said disruptive technologies have come to stay and they are in the driver's seat today. He said the challenges that they pose must be converted to opportunities. The Vice President said the enormous potential that these technologies hold is not limited to just economics, business or individual productivity, but also related significantly to the security of the nation. The Special Task Force of Haryana Police has arrested Rakesh alias Sala Khairampuria, a notorious criminal. involved in serious and violent crimes. A police spokesperson said Kala had been absconding after being released on parole in 2020. During this time, he committed crimes in India and abroad. In early 2023, he fled the country and committed crimes in countries like the UAE, Armenia and Thailand in association with local gangs. The spokesperson said Kala was brought to India in coordination with various agencies abroad, and with the cooperation of the Home Ministry, the STF arrested him from the Delhi airport. In Gujarat, 4 children have died during treatment of suspected Chandipura virus infection at Himmatnagar Civil Hospital in Savarkantha. Chief District Health Officer Raj Sataria told Akashwani that 2 of the deceased children were from Rajasthan and 2 from the neighbouring Arvali district. He said 2 other children are undergoing treatment at the same hospital. The officer added that the blood samples of all these children have been sent to the National Institute of Virology for confirmation and the reports are still awaited. In Palestine, at least 71 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a densely populated area of displaced people in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis in Gaza. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 289 people were injured in the strike. On the other hand, the Israeli military said it is looking into the incident. Meanwhile, Israeli army radio said its military had targeted Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, in the strike on Khan Yunis. However, it was unclear whether the Hamas military chief was killed or not. In Indonesia, at least 6 people were killed and 14 others were injured in a road accident in central Java early this morning. Local media reported the accident occurred when a minibus carrying 22 passengers travelling from Surabaya to Yogyakarta collided with a truck. It said the accident might have been caused by the minibus driver being sleepy. The injured have been taken to nearby hospitals. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in the west coast and adjacent central India, along with extremely heavy rainfall in Konkan, Maharashtra, till Tuesday. Very heavy rainfall is also forecast in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh for tomorrow. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka tomorrow and on Monday. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbha are likely to witness very heavy rainfall on Monday. Meanwhile, in Gujarat, heavy rains lashed various parts of South Gujarat, especially Navsari and Valsad district today. More from our correspondent.
Widespread rainfall was recorded in South Gujarat region today. Gandevi in Navsari district recorded the highest 6 inches of rainfall during the day, while Khergaon, Valsad, Vapi, Chikli, Umargam recorded more than 4 inches of rainfall till 6 p.m. Normal life was affected in Valsad district due to the water logging at many places. The water level of the Madhuban Dam on Daman Ganga River in the district rose significantly. 1 casualty has been reported in Valsad district due to rains. Meanwhile, IMD has predicted widespread rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm in the state over the next 5 days. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
On sports, in T20 cricket, India thrashed hosts Zimbabwe by 10 wickets in Harare and took an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. In the 4th T20 international, India has restricted Zimbabwe to 152 for 7 wickets in the 20 overs. In reply, Yashasvi Jaiswal with 93 not out and skipper Shubman Gill at 58 not out carried their bats through to hunt down 156 in just 15.2 overs. In Wimbledon tennis, Barbara Krejcikova of the Czech Republic has lifted the women's singles trophy, defeating Jasmine Paolini of Italy in the final today. Krejcikova beat Paolini 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 in London this evening to win her maiden Wimbledon singles title. In men's singles, 7-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. The match will be played tomorrow. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches infrastructure projects worth over 29,000 crore rupees in Mumbai. In assembly by post, Congress and TMC win 4 seats each, BJP bags 2, while Aam Aadmi Party and DMK get 1 seat each. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses on increasing employment opportunities and connectivity in border villages to prevent migration. Met Department forecasts heavy rainfall in West Coast and adjacent Central India, extremely heavy rainfall likely in Konkan, Maharashtra. In T20 cricket, India beat hosts Zimbabwe by 10 wickets in Harare, taking an unassailable 3-1 lead in 5-match series. And in Wimbledon tennis, Barbara Krejcikova lifts the women's singles trophy, beating Jasmine Paolini in the final. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.